Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
ここに我々は子供たちを守る日本を守ることを誓う。
The Japanese are normally not inclined to protest, but thousands of them are now marching together in protest of the deadly experimental shots and the WHO pandemic treaty. They are being ignored by their government and media, and they deserve our recognition and support.
Launching a class action lawsuit for the families who lost loved ones to the deadly shots and for those whose lives have been destroyed. And the plaintiffs are being heard as they share their painful stories. Medical professor of Osaka City University School, Misayasu Inoue, has recently delivered a warning to the world that Japan has contracted with the WHO to develop a new vaccine for Disease X, which is expected to be deployed worldwide later this year.
A plan was set up to shorten the time to develop vaccines, which usually takes longer than 10 years, to less than 1 year. Operation Warp Speed. This operation was used to cover up the misconception of the genetic vaccines under the pretext of saving time. And an extremely dangerous medicine was selected. I believe that the fraudulent use of experimental gene therapy to healthy people, particularly to healthy children, is an extreme violation of human rights. The Japanese government is the first in the world to approve a new type of vaccine called self-replication replicon vaccine, and plans to start to supply it this fall and winter. The Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry is providing a huge amount of subsidies for this project, and the factories to produce new vaccines are being built one after another in Japan. Furthermore, the Japanese government is currently soliciting large-scale clinical trials worth $900 million from pharmaceutical companies that are taking on the challenge of developing vaccines to prepare for the next pandemic by Disease X, proposed during the Davos conference this year. If Japan were to become a vaccine perpetrator, it would leave irreparable harm to future generations. Therefore, the actions of the Japanese government must be stopped by international collaborations. It is difficult to stop this movement because it is now politically hopeless to change the situation of the Japanese government. The message I would like to convey to the world is that when Disease X occurs in the future, you should never trust the Japanese-made vaccine.
A final draft of the pandemic treaty is expected to be presented for adoption at the 77th World Health Assembly in May 2024, which will undoubtedly be setting the world up for another planned assault under the guise of world health. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 2 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and is therefore unconstitutional.
Congress has proven one thing over the years, the fact that it is a creeping theater of tyranny.
This institution is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body. It's kabuki theater. What was established today was a new precedent, something that had never taken place in this chamber in the history of our republic. What the Senate Democrats decided to do with a simple majority was to bulldoze 200 years of precedent that said something very simple, that this chamber would honor our constitutional obligation and conduct a trial.
Following the impeachment shutdown on the Senate floor, our hijacked Congress went into overdrive.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
$300 million for Ukraine border security and zero for an invaded United States border. While our national debt hits $35 trillion, billions upon billions of dollars the United States doesn't have was sent to be washed under the guise of foreign interests, looting the treasury of a dying currency that may have lost its last chance to begin patching up the gaping holes of U.S. national security. Would the real Ukraine please stand up so Americans can see what they're paying for?
There's just no question about that. I mean, you have fierce fighting in a number of locations around the country. You mentioned Chernobyl. Russian forces quickly overtaking that area. We understand they are still in control. The other thing that went down today that was of huge importance was...
Despite the rockets, Ukraine's nightlife is rocking. The bars and clubs are full. The place is jumping, music pumping, drinks flow freely, and they dance like there's no tomorrow. And it's not just here. Fun fact, there are now more bars and restaurants in the capital than before the start of the invasion.
And I have something that you're really going to like.
Yeah.
This is the official tally of the vote.
Yes, I see.
For the supplemental aid.
Yes.
And look at that vote. 73%.
Yeah. Thank you so much. 73%.
That's a good vote.
Good, good, very good.
These names that voted no are all that remain of those that recognize the limitations of our constitutional republic.
A bipartisan majority has been working for months to get this aid across the finish line, and after so long, we finally are at the threshold. Any further delays will waste time we do not have, that our allies do not have. That's exactly what this motion is. We need to get this bill passed ASAP.
Mr. President, we just heard the astounding claim that it would be, quote, a waste of time to allow individual senators to come here and do what they were elected to do, which is to offer improvements to pending legislation. We're not a rubber stamp for the House. We're not a rubber stamp for either party's leadership in either chamber. We're United States senators, and we should be able to vote as such. If you support a fair and open amendment process, if you want to improve the bill, you should support my motion to table. This will not create the post-apocalyptic hellscape that those in leadership would have us believe will ensue. There will not be dogs and cats living together in the streets, nothing out of the book of Revelations. We will just find ourselves in a position of being able to do our job.
The House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm making sure the shipments start right away. In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems, and armored vehicles. You know, this package is literally an investment, not only in Ukraine's security, but in Europe's security.
America, we must build a device to hold these scumbags accountable. If Congress wants to game the system, then the American people will use that game against them. There are millions of us. Ask yourself, how easy would it be to unleash lawfare on the sitting ducks in the country club in Washington, D.C. every time they vote on legislation that corrodes our founding principles and endangers our national security? John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host today. We have an incredible show lined up for you. Some amazing guests coming into the studio as well. Obviously, yesterday was a major day all across the United States as protests broke out all over the country at various college campuses. Our very own Owen Schroyer was on the ground at UT here in Austin, Texas the other day, capturing some of these historic moments. And I'm seeing reports now that over 50 protesters were arrested here in Austin, Texas. And I'm seeing some disturbing things. I'm not somebody who is very sympathetic to Palestine, frankly. I'm not sympathetic to Israel either. I don't think there is a good side in this particular conflict. But what do I know? That being said, there was a really disturbing tweet from Greg Abbott yesterday. I don't know if the crew can pull it up or not. But he tweeted out that all of these protesters should be in jail. Now, like I said, I'm not a fan of Hamas by any means. I think Hamas itself is a terrorist organization, regardless of whether or not the Palestinian people themselves are terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. I think it's very clear that Hamas has terrorist tendencies. But if you want to go and protest in support of Palestine or in support of Hamas, then aren't you supposed to have the right to do that here in the United States of America? This is Greg Abbott. Arrests being made right now and will continue until the crowd disperses. So he's saying arrests are going to continue until the crowd disperses. So these arrests obviously don't have anything to do with actually breaking any laws. They're about dispersing the crowd. He says these protesters belong in jail. Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Students joining in hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. So if you have anti-Semitic thoughts or ideas, that's too bad. It's unfortunate. I don't agree that there's a fundamental problem with Jewish people because they're Jewish. I don't believe that the immutable characteristic of being born into a race or ethnicity or religion means that there's something inherently inferior about you. But you should be expelled from a college or a university here in Texas just because you harbor those beliefs. And I saw Speaker Mike Johnson this morning tweet. I responded to it and retweeted my response to it, so maybe the crew can find that one as well. Some disturbing remarks from Speaker Johnson. I mean, he's coming out and saying that support for Hamas has no place in the United States and things like that. I'm thinking, you literally just funded both sides of this conflict on Saturday. Not to mention the $61 billion that you gave to Nazis in Ukraine on Hitler's birthday, which was Saturday. And you funded both sides of this conflict without allocating any funds whatsoever for protecting our own border here in the United States of America. And you're complaining that this type of conflict or this type of sentiment exists in the United States. Maybe you should have reconsidered whether or not to spend all your money funding both sides of all of these conflicts and allocated those funds or fought for those funds to be sent to the border. And I know that most of these protesters on these campuses are actual students, they're actual citizens of the United States of America, or they're here legally. I explicitly asked Owen Schroer yesterday when he was on the ground at UT whether or not he felt that any of the protesters there were illegal migrants or anything like that, because obviously it's a reasonable question given that over 10 million people have come into the country illegally under the Biden regime. We know that over 72,000 of them have come from, quote, places of interest, which means terrorist-backed or run countries. So it's not unreasonable to think that maybe at some of these protests we would see illegal migrants. But no, it's students here. And we know that the universities have become these massive academies of indoctrination where no one's really getting educated. They're getting indoctrinated. And we know that Soros backs these NGOs and these nonprofits and these political action committees that support this. We know that for some reason the same tents and supplies are popping up all over the country at seemingly disconnected campuses when these protests break out. So they seem to be organized and pushed from a central organization.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't disagree with you, and there's a point to be made about how every single time there's a new thing to worry about. It was Ukraine, it was this. I do agree that there's a point of that, but at the same time, that's how human nature functions. And if
response to stimuli. And I would just say this. I think all of us here, I think the Palestinian people, the Israeli people, the Ukrainian people, the Russian people, the American people are sick of war. I don't think any of us want war anymore. We're all being scammed by our government. We're all being lied to by our media. So that's all I'm saying. That's my big issue. That's where I wish we could all come together.
I think we're all supposing that.
Hey, I love you guys. I've got to go. I love you guys. I've got to run.
So there we have Alan Schroyer doing what he does best. He's amazing behind the desk and amazing on the ground as well. And all of this comes in the context of this major funding bill that happened on Saturday. And we ran this video yesterday, this clip, but I want to run it again to really emphasize what is going on here. Owen made some outstanding points when he was a guest on the Alex Jones show yesterday. He sat with me. We watched Netanyahu calling for free speech and protest to stop on college campuses across America. This is clip number 7 that we're going to run in a moment here. Why is it that we allow a leader of any foreign nation to push, call, or lobby, not just for the United States to take a position or for some specific foreign policy issue that would potentially help out their own country? Why is it that we see a leader of a foreign nation advocating for the explicit violation of the rights of our citizens by our own government? Now, I know that here on InfoWars, we talk about different countries and different leaders, and we criticize. Trudeau is somebody who comes to mind. The famous son of Castro is someone that we tease and taunt and criticize time and time again. Now, we aren't teasing, taunting, and criticizing Justin Trudeau because we're trying to lobby Justin Trudeau to violate the rights of Canadians. We're actually arguing on behalf of the inalienable human rights of all people given by God at birth, bestowed upon us. And when we criticize Justin Trudeau for coming out in his effeminate voice and saying, "Let me be clear, in Canada, you will no longer be able to purchase or sell a handgun." And he's constantly coming out and griping about the MAGA movement influencing his own country and Alex Jones. He mentions Alex Jones so much. The New World Order mentions Alex Jones more than right-wing media. You hear Alex Jones's name more from the lips of Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Justin Trudeau now than you do from any of the hosts that sit on Fox behind the desk. And it's because we fight for the freedoms of all people worldwide. Now, they're globalists who seek to subjugate humanity. We are the antithesis of globalists. We are individualists who seek to liberate humanity. We are Team Humanity. But when we hear from Netanyahu coming out and saying that we need to stop free speech and censor and break up protests on our campuses, it seems a little bit out of his jurisdiction, doesn't it? I mean, obviously it was out of our jurisdiction to give $61 billion to Ukraine, or out of our jurisdiction to fund both sides of the war between Israel and the Palestinians, out of our jurisdiction to invest so many resources in the Indo-Pacific because we're concerned about competing trade routes with China. So don't get me wrong. I understand that we overstep and we're out of our jurisdiction all the time. Of course, we here at InfoWars criticize our government for this. But it's out of his jurisdiction to go on for 2 minutes, not only about how he's entitled to our aid and our support, but how we as Americans, for some reason, aren't entitled to freedom of speech or protest. And I don't even agree with these protesters. We saw yesterday, Owen was on from the ground for 45 minutes on the war room yesterday, with me, and you could tell that these kids were nice kids, most of them, but it was very obvious that they were unaware students. They're passionate, they're just learning, they're just figuring out who they are, they don't really know what they're talking about, but they want to make a difference, and they're idealistic. I mean, these are stereotypes that have been associated with college students since the Vietnam War, since Kent State, frankly. And it doesn't make them right, but it does mean that they have a right to protest and be wrong. And though I don't like seeing attire that reminds me of Hamas or terrorism, and I don't like seeing the influence of Islam on our politics in the United States and the fact that Native Americans, traditional Americans, aren't having children at a fast enough rate, and we seem to be being replaced through migration and birth rates of other cultures that are streaming into our country. And though I don't like these things, I would fight tooth and nail for these people to have the right to protest. I mean, wasn't the ADL at one point in time, maybe I'm mistaken about this, but wasn't the ADL at one point in time famous for fighting for and protecting the rights of Nazis in the United States of America to protest and parade if they wanted to? I mean, we wouldn't need the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America if it didn't apply to hate speech or speech that we disliked or disapproved or disagreed with. I mean, the whole reason you have to protect freedom of speech at all is because there is going to be speech that a majority even of people would like silenced. It's inevitable in any culture, civilization, or society that at some point in time, some group or some individual is going to say something loud and clear that everyone hears that is going to be offensive to the majority of people. That's why you have the right explicitly stating that it shall not be infringed, that freedom of speech is protected in this country. So the whole point of it is to protect people like this that I disagree with, so that people like me who are a little bit more ambitious with their ideals don't try to subjugate or silence those people out of a sense of self-righteousness and therefore violate the rights of these protesters. Let's run clip 7 here.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel. That's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are. That's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there's an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander. Lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believe them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host today. We have amazing guests coming on the show. Top of the hour, and the next hour, Harrison Smith is going to be joining me in the studio. Now, I am somebody who has a really hard time falling asleep. Last night, I was unable to fall asleep until after 5 a.m., so I got about 3 hours of sleep. And I really only need 4. I absolutely need 4. I prefer 10. But I can function on 4. And when I'm having a hard time falling asleep, I can't turn my mind off. I'm sure you have a similar experience, many of you listeners out there. And I try to think of podcasts that I want to watch. I watch all 3 shows on InfoWars every single day, so I want to watch those again or listen to those. And I don't always feel like listening to whoever the guest is on Joe Rogan. And so I struggle, and I always remember that many of the broadcasts from the Alex Jones Show from years and years ago are available at archive.org and prisonplanet.tv. And so last night at 5 in the morning, I was listening through Alex Jones' show 10 years ago. So on this day, 10 years ago, April 25th, 2014, Ukraine was in the news as well, and I want to show just a little bit of this clip here and unpack it and go into how some of the headlines seem so similar today. Let's see.
Broadcasting Network. Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
April Fools, ladies and gentlemen, and the joke is on all of us. Obamacare, ladies and gentlemen, your time has come and gone to register, to sign up so the IRS can grab your bank account, levy your wages, and put penalties and interest on you. We've had multiple members of our crew try to go sign up for Obamacare as a test. We're going to have Joe in here later, one of the engineers, and it was impossible. And he's very internet savvy, as they say. It is a complete and total fraud. But lest it be one-sided, I will open the phones up today for supporters of Obamacare to call in on the broadcast and give us their take on everything. Also, scooting over here to get my guest folder. I always forget to move over
here. So this is the beginning of April 2014, and the reason I wanted to tie in this video, because we're going to show a clip from April 25th of 2014, is because this is right when the Civil War broke out in Ukraine. So I didn't know this until I was watching some of these clips from this month 10 years ago on the Alex Jones Show, but apparently, just a few months before this civil war broke out in Ukraine, Ukraine had voted not to join the European Union. So 3.5 months later, after politely refusing to join the European Union, we have a civil war break out in Ukraine between these Eastern ethnic Russian regions. And this is the beginning of the CIA's massive, heavy involvement in escalating this conflict between Ukraine, Russia, and NATO. These three entities. Really, it's just NATO and Russia, if you think about it. And one of the things that's so fascinating about the business that we're in, about the business that Alex is really specifically in, of just repeatedly getting things right, predicting the future accurately, is it's fairly easy to predict what is going to happen. The difficult thing is predicting when it is going to happen. So Peter Schiff is an example of someone who has been talking about the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar and the importance of purchasing gold for years, if not decades. And he's right. The dollar is going to collapse, and doing things like buying or investing in precious metals from Kirk Elliott are a great way to defend against that. But what's difficult is saying when it's going to happen. That was what was so amazing about Michael Burry in The Big Short, was that he was actually able to make investments that made millions upon millions of dollars, not only for himself and his firm, but for the investors who invested in his hedge fund at the time, because he knew when it was going to happen based on the data. That was the genius of Michael Burry. Christian Bale famously portrayed him in the Big Short. And when looking back at these broadcasts from April of 2014 on the Alex Jones Show, I'm seeing this civil war break out, and I'm seeing these headlines, which we're going to get into in a minute when we show the clip from the 25th, that are so reflective, they mirror what we're seeing today, that you really see the pattern and the evidence of a concocted, concerted effort to escalate as much as possible with Russia for an extended period of time. Now, I'm someone who's only really been paying attention to politics for the last several years. Basically, January 6, 2021 is when I made the decision to start really paying attention. And so, as a layman, someone who didn't really pay attention, it seemed to me on the surface that this antagonism toward Russia was something that really only came about during the Trump campaign and after the Trump campaign in 2016. Obviously, the Russia collusion hoax was a narrative that came to the fore. But the fact of the matter is, this antagonism with Russia started years before, and it was just convenient for the globalists and the New World Order and the leftists in our own government and the world. It was convenient for them to marry the Trump problem to its Russia problem and treat them as the same issue. So now we've arrived at a place, or a point in our country, where half of the people, the leftists, the Democrats in this country, whenever you mention the name Putin, they think Trump, and whenever you mention the name Trump, they think Putin. They married the brands of the two leaders, the strongmen, the dictators, the despots. They're corrupt. They're billionaires. They're wealthy because they're exploiting the people. It's really these undertones of Marxism. But what's going on here is the effort to conglomerate all power worldwide and a deep hatred for national sovereignty, especially among nations that are considered superpowers. So there's hatred for Russia, there's hatred for the United States, as long as it is sovereign, and efforts are underway to erode that sovereignty. And not only is Russia's sovereignty a problem for the globalists, but it's an issue for the national security apparatus, which in some sick way actually thinks that it's helping us. Because they are terrified of what happens after Putin is gone. At least with Vladimir Putin, we know that he's not rash. We know that he's restrained. We know that he's rational. And he's not insane. But who's to say that the next leader of Russia isn't a madman, isn't insane, and then suddenly capable of using one of the largest, if not the largest, nuclear arsenals in the world? So everything that can be done is being done now to eradicate Russia's national sovereignty. So in the event that whoever comes to power after Putin, whether it's in 5, 10, 15, or 20 years, in the event that that person is a madman, the globalists want to have total control over all of the politics, the economy, and the nuclear functions, abilities of Russia. So if a Joffrey Lannister gets into power, they can just tighten the grip. Unfortunately, by trying to tighten this grip, the United States and the globalists have created enemy after enemy after enemy, whether it's China, whether it's Iran, whether it's Iraq, Afghanistan, or Russia. We create our own enemies when we try to whip them into shape. And so instead of actually solving this problem, we are exacerbating it. We're going to dive in on the other side with this April 25th, 2014 clip. Stick with us, folks.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Chase Geyser, hosting the Alex Jones Show today. So we have an incredible guest coming up at the top of the hour. And Harrison Smith is going to be joining us in studio again today as well. Now, we showed a clip yesterday of Mike McCormick. He's the former White House stenographer who traveled the world with Vice President Joe Biden from 2011 to 2017. And he's recently published The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden, now advancing quickly up Amazon's bestseller rankings. We're going to get more into it. And at the top of the hour, we're going to show the clip that we aired yesterday of him on The Benny Show, revealing some groundbreaking revelations. And then we'll be speaking to him for 30 to 60 minutes or so at the top of the hour. But while we get this clip ready from April 25th of 2014, let's dive in a little bit to some of what we're seeing in the headlines today. So we've got U.S. nuclear weapons in Poland apparently would be a priority military target, Moscow. Russia would consider foreign deployments of nuclear weapons in Poland a primary military target, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov has warned. Warsaw is in talks with Washington on potentially hosting nuclear arms as part of a NATO program. President Duda reiterated Poland's willingness to host weapons in an interview this week. So, despite what you think you may have known, apparently the Cold War is not over. I mean, I thought that Ronald Reagan won the Cold War and that all of these conflicts and these concerns about all-out nuclear exchange, nuclear war, were satiated or relieved at the end of his leadership. The end of his presidency. Somehow, Joe Biden has discovered how to restart the Cold War. And we see Ukraine to step up long-range strikes on Russia, according to UK military chief. Ukraine will step up its long-range strikes inside Russia, the chief of Britain's defense staff has predicted. Admiral Tony Radakin also suggested that incoming Western aid will help Kiev gain the upper hand despite the difficult situation. Now, there are reports that, regardless of this aid, Ukraine has 6 months at best. Top analysts, leading experts are saying Ukraine has 6 months at best because no matter how many weapons or how much ammunition or training you send them, they simply don't have enough troops anymore. There's not enough boots on the ground. So unless NATO gets physically involved in this war with soldiers, there's not enough money in the world. And just like money doesn't really win elections, it doesn't win wars either. It's an important variable. It's an important component. But if money won elections, then wouldn't Bloomberg be the president of the United States? Didn't Bloomberg run worth an astronomical sum of money? And if money won wars, then how did we lose the war in Afghanistan or Vietnam or Iraq? Right? So we have this situation where we're throwing money into this pit. The war is going to be over in 6 months, according to the analysts, the experts. And who's going to wind up with all the weapons and ammunition and technology? Oh, Russia. So we're actually giving all these resources directly to Russia? Why? And the other thing is, we've got this report that divide and conquer is the government's propaganda of fear and fake news. This is the purpose. They fund both sides of the wars, the conflicts, whether it's Israel and Palestine or Ukraine and Russia, so they can choose the winner. They fund both sides of these conflicts. Soros funds the pro-Palestinian protesters, even though he's a Jewish man. And they are the ones, the political class, is responsible for all of the ills, not just in the United States of America, but frankly, at this point in the world. Now, I want to hop in just a little bit to this clip from April 25th, 2014. 10 years ago, on this day, Alex Jones said the following.
Well, the Russia situation just went from orange to red. It is now, in my mind, at a critical juncture. I want to get Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, on very soon to talk about this. I want to get Colonel Schaefer on to give us his take on it. But quite frankly, I've been studying it very deeply, and we've been predicting where this would go. And unfortunately, it's going that direction because the globalists want it to go in that direction, and it's a very serious situation, to say the least. We're going to be breaking that down today. Ukrainian helicopter hit by grenade taking off. Ukraine helicopter has been crippled in a grenade attack in Kiev, warns Moscow is engineering a third world war. That's the London Telegraph headline. Did you hear that? Third world war. That is the Ukraine foreign minister that's saying that, by the way, and also their vice, El Presidente. Ukraine foreign minister ready to fight Russia is the headline from the Associated Press. Kerry warns Russia of expensive new sanctions. Putin warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive. Russia wants to start World War III, Ukrainian prime minister. That's in CNBC. I mean, I'm reading mainline headlines here. Remember I told you a month ago this could turn into World War III? Oh, Alex, don't be a fearmonger. What, do the ICBMs have to come into orbit, back into orbit, or back into the atmosphere and then come in and detonate over cities and airburst for us to be concerned? How traitors can prepare for a worsening Ukraine crisis, CNBC. Russia now downgraded by S&P proposes scorched earth retaliation against NATO countries economically. Pentagon, Russian spy ship tug operating near U.S. More Big Bear nuke bombers caught trying to go into British and European airspace. I mean, this is bad. And it's what you expect when the globalists want to bring in a new global crisis so that we're all distracted by their activities. And it is thoroughly disgusting that this is happening. The West went in 3 months ago when Ukraine voted to not join with the EU and to be sucked dry by that spider, and instead tried to stay somewhat neutral I don't want Ukraine sucked dry by the Russian spider or the globalist spider. But the globalist spider is about, let's be not exaggerated, about 10 times bigger, fatter, older, more evil, and more anti-human. I mean, the Russian spider is just happy to be in power and control of its own population, is trying to breed a larger Ruski population because it realizes that its own system is collapsing. The globalist spider is a transhumanist, power-tripping spider that believes it's God and is attacking anything decent. So that's what we're dealing with here. And I mean, this is a big deal. I've got masses of incredible news here. And I don't know how I even get into the other news on the stock market and the police state and attacks on internet freedom, which we will cover, while we've got this Ukraine situation going on. But really, we've stated the facts. The facts are there. It's deteriorating very quickly. When we come back, I'm going to try to very calmly walk through the scenario so far and then where the scenario will go in the future or could go in the future. And it's going the very worst way. So that is all coming up today.
All right, folks.
But we've always known that a large...
We've got a couple of minutes left before we go to break. And I want to take this opportunity, because I haven't plugged at all this first hour yet, to remind you to visit drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. Now, Next Level Foundational Energy is an amazing supplement. I am somebody who loves anything that can give me energy and focus. I love Turbo Force Plus because of the energy that it gives me and the focus. And I love Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra because they make me sharper as well as energetic. But the thing that's beautiful about Next Level Foundational Energy is that it actually gives you the foundational energy that you need to go through the day, instead of simply tricking your mind or your body into thinking that you have the energy, right? So these other stimulants, whether it's Adderall or Turbo Force Plus or caffeine, Turbo Force Plus is actually not a very good example because there is no crash because of the vitamins and stuff that are in it. But whether it's caffeine or energy drinks or Adderall or other stimulants, what they do is they trick your mind into thinking that you have energy. So you exert a tremendous amount of energy throughout the day, and then when it wears off, your body catches up with you and you feel it. But with this Next Level Foundational Energy, it's flushing out the cells, it's reinforcing the mitochondria, which are the powerhouse of your cells, like the battery of your cells, and it actually gives you the energy. So don't just feel like you have more energy, you actually are more energetic. And not only does it give you the energy that you need to fight the info war and do your job and be the best American that you can be, but it also helps Alex and his family and InfoWars fight back against the assault on truth and justice and freedom of speech. We know that Alex has been under attack. We know that InfoWars has been under attack. We know that his family has been under attack. So by going to drjonesnaturals.com, that's drjonesnaturals.com, you can fight back against the New World Order, against the globalists, and get the foundational energy that you need to be the best you can be. Stick with us, folks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.